I'll just reserve the right to vote no on the floor on all of them. Let's work together.
I'd like to bring the House Committee on Consumer Protection to order. Friday, May 22nd, committee had got three bills up today. Two of them are ready, and maybe the third will be ready before we adjourn. That is my hope. However, it may not happen. My hopes sometimes don't. So I'd like to start out with Senate Bill 952A. So I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 952A. And I think I'll have John Van Landingham come up and maybe Jim Marquis. Just real briefly go, we've sort of gone over this bill and the Dash 5s before. So if you could just briefly, John, talk about the Dash 6 amendment, which is the amendment I'd like to entertain.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John Van Landingham, Wayne County Legal Aid. The Dash 6s include the Dash 5 amendments. There are four changes in the Dash 5 amendments. Three of them were requested by lenders. So we're trying to address concerns of theirs. The Dash 6 add one additional concern that lenders had that they raised Wednesday afternoon when we were sitting in the hallway before coming in here, and that is to make clear that a lender who purchases a foreclosed property. Remember, in a foreclosure sale, the lender doesn't have to actually bid cash. The lender can bid its debt. So frequently, in a foreclosure sale, the lender gets the property back. So the bill already says that the lender is not a landlord. We're talking about a tenancy. We're not talking about the mortgagor who's defaulted on the loan. We're talking about a tenant who rented from the borrower, the mortgagor, and what happens to that tenant. So what we already said, the lender is not a landlord with regard to that tenant unless the lender takes rent or enters a rental agreement or does something else. So what we're doing here is clarifying that the lender does not have liability as a landlord for the deposit the tenant paid to the landlord or for diminution of value or damages. That's the point of the Dash 6 amendments. I thought it was clear before. The lenders wanted it clearer. So that's what we're trying to do with the Dash 6, to make that point clearer.
And so the lenders have had an opportunity to see the Dash 6, from what I understand, and think it's clearer.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jim Marquis on behalf of the Oregon Mortgage Lenders Association and the United Financial Lobby, and with the Dash 6s, our United Financial Lobby and my client, the Mortgage Lenders Association, just fine with this bill. And I do want to say that we very much appreciate the work that Mr. Van Landingham and Ms. Hebb have put in on this bill and their spirit of cooperation. We really appreciate it.
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Van Landingham.
Van Landingham.
I've watched him. He lives this and devours it. Kind of what he did. Do you have a hobby? This is it. This has got to be it.
Chair Hovey and Rep. Krieger, I don't like to say this out loud in front of some people, but my hobby is I'm the chair of the Land Conservation and Development Commission.
Someone
less controversial.
I had a unanimous vote till you said that.
Yeah. I did not know that. I want to have a little further explanation of this bill.
But on the other hand, I'm the best friend of Marty Stone. So,
well, you are.
I am.
Okay. All right. Anything else? I don't see any other questions. Appreciate you gentlemen bringing that change to us at the last minute and getting it taken care of expeditiously. We are in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move the A6 amendment to Senate Bill 952A.
Representative Riley moves the adoption of the A6 amendment to Senate Bill 952A. Discussion?
Do we have the A6?
They are in your packet.
I have A4s and 5s.
It's in the packet that was left today.
Yeah.
This is what was sitting in front of me.
You got it. Thank
you.
Right.
You get them when you come on time.
Fair enough.
What would you know?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I saw you late the other day.
How would you know?
So there is no I have not heard any testimony in opposition to this bill. A discussion, Representative Wingert?
No.
A motion on the table. Cindy, would you give us a roll call vote on the... Well, let me ask, is there any opposition to the amendment, adopting the amendment?
No.
The A6 is so adopted.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Wingert.
I would move the A5 amendment to House
the
Bill.
A5 is included in the A6, by the way.
I won't accept that motion. Representative Riley.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 952A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Riley moves 952A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wingert.
I don't believe that it's true that the A5s are in the A6s.
Supposed to be, I believe.
That's probably actually true, but Mr. Van Landingham, you want to come up and answer the question?
John Van Landingham, Lane County Legal Aid, and I've read both the A5s and the A6s, and the A5s are in the A6s. So I could walk through that.
The ability of tenants to go to the public water company and ask...
Oh, we're talking about 952, not 929. 929 is what you're thinking of.
Mike. Yeah, we started at the bottom of the agenda today.
I withdraw all of it, Mr. Chair.
There's no
Would
doubt.
You like to go out and come back?
No doubt.
Wow. So, Cindy, can we have a roll call vote, please? And can we go in reverse alphabetical order today?
Representative Winger?
An enthusiastic yes, Mr. Chair.
Aye.
You can carry the bill, too.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Yes.
Representative Gilliam?
Excused.
Representative Cowan?
Excused.
Representative Barton?
Excused.
Vice Chair Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. Senate Bill 952, having received the required votes, is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And I think I'm going to have...
Mr. Wingert carry this one.
No, I think I'm going to... Representative Tomei, you have not carried a bill for this committee for a long time.
I would be delighted.
So I want to try to be inclusive as much as I can. I feel like I've been neglecting you. So, thank you.
She says thank you.
Thank you for neglecting me.
So, with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 952, and we will open a work session on Senate Bill 929. Victoria, you want to give us a preview of Senate Bill 929?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 929A requires manufactured dwelling park landlord to use submetering as a billing method when landlord assesses tenant utility or service charges for water. Requires compliance by January 2nd, 2012. Limits application of measure to manufactured dwelling parks with 200 more spaces. We have discussed the -A4 amendments, which move the implementation date from January to December of 2012, and the -A5 amendments, which replace the bill with the provision to allow utilities to investigate water leaks if petitioned to do so by 50 or more residents.
And could I have Mr. Van Landingham back up? I think you had an interest in this particular legislation and its drafting. And committee, as I recall, the -4 amendments were an amendment requested from Don Miner. I don't see him in the room, but that's my recollection to extend the date out on this particular measure.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, John Van Landingham, that is correct. I talked to John Brenneman on behalf of the park owners yesterday. He told me that neither he nor Miner could be here today, and that with the previous amendment on the Senate side to limit this to parks of 200 spaces or more, Mr. Brenneman's okay with the bill. With the date change, the extension further, Mr. Miner is okay with the bill.
Thank you. So I'd entertain a motion on the -4 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the A4 amendments to Senate Bill 929A.
Representative Riley moves the A4 amendments to Senate Bill 929A. Discussion?
That's -4.
Not seeing any, is there any opposition to the motion? Not seeing any, the A4 amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wingard.
Now I would like to move the Dash 5 amendment to Senate Bill 929.
I'm not inclined to accept the motion. It's not consistent with the A4 or the original bill.
Mr. Chair, it was my understanding that the chair agreed to entertain the amendments brought by committee members.
I am entertaining it, but I don't want to move this amendment. You won't have the votes to move this amendment either.
You won't allow me a roll call vote on that?
Representative Wingard, if it's really important to you to have a roll call vote to watch the bill fail and take some more time, we'll do that. Cindy, can we have a roll call vote? Let me restate the motion. Representative Wingard has moved the Dash 5 amendments to Senate Bill 929. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Krieger.
To Representative Wingard, if it's all right. These are your amendments?
Yes, sir.
And who is promoting those besides you? Is there some group or you?
Just me. After listening to the testimony, and I believe that this is gets at what prompted this bill in the first place, which is a desire to get at leaks, and I'm providing a mechanism for tenants to be able to get that a leak checked out and fixed without necessarily requiring all the building that is going to be required in this bill. It's going to cause a lot of different parks to have to undertake a lot of construction work, which I believe will lead to higher rates for the tenants in those places. And it may be happening in many parks where they don't have a problem. So I'm trying to get at the problem that I believe had prompted the bill without necessarily prompting all of that construction activity that I think would be very, very costly for folks on fixed incomes.
Representative Widener.
Discussion? Mr. Chair. Actually, just looking through with this, it's 50 tenants, and I'm sorry, Representative Winger, because I didn't know you had these drafted and hadn't looked at them myself, but they make a lot of sense. Because you're getting down to the smaller guys, too, that if they have a bad landlord there that is letting leaks just go and making everybody pay for it, it gives him an ability to resolve the situation. It looks like a pretty good consumer piece to me.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Krieger.
I hadn't thought about this. I was wondering if Mr. Van Lanningham could talk to us, because this doesn't deal with the 200 or more. This deals with the smaller ones that wouldn't be included. And
it does, and I understand that. I also understand that the stakeholders involved in this bill were looking at this other measure, and that's what the Landlord-Tenant Coalition came forward with. And as you may recall, this committee has worked with the Landlord Coalition and tried to be on the same page with them from time to time, and have received sometimes some bills that they weren't on board with. So trying to work with them on this to solve the problem in a time frame that they figure they can accomplish something. Mr. Van Lanningham, would you like to come forward?
Rep. Krieger, what would you like me to talk about?
Well,
you could identify yourself as a record.
John Van Lanningham, Lane County.
John, have you saw the Dash 5?
I have. And I've thought about them.
Tell me what you think.
So I don't see what they accomplish. What it says is that 50 residents in a park can vote and choose to have a utility provider inspect the water system for leaks. I think that any resident can ask a water provider to inspect for leaks, 50 or not, right now. And the park that, and Representative Wingard is correct, there is, actually there's more than one park, but there's one park in particular that's driving the issue in Washington County. And they've had an inspection. So I understand that the purpose here is to allow the residents to get an inspection. It doesn't say anything at all about the landlord having to allow an inspection. It doesn't say what happens if the inspection finds a leak. So I'm not sure what the amendment addresses or adds to what exists in current law. I appreciate the concern about trying to get to the problem. I'm not sure. I don't believe that it gets there, frankly.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Winger.
Thank you. It was my intention, John, when I gave this to LC to draft, that it have a mandate that if they found leaks, that the owner would have to address it. I see looking out there that the mandate is not in, and I'm certainly more than willing to have the amendment adjusted to do that. My intention was to allow 50 tenants to sign a petition that would remain confidential so there could be no retaliation, that would get the water company to review the park for leaks, and if there were leaks, the owner, what would be substantial leaks, that the owner would be required to fix those. And the point of the amendment was just to get at the bad actors and not necessarily force all of the parks around the state to have to go through this process, which may raise folks' rents unnecessarily. I fully understood the problem that was being brought to the committee, and I just am trying to find a solution that, I'd like there to be a mandate that they be fixed. If the leaks are found, that the owner have to fix them.
Chair Hovey, Representative Wingard, I certainly had my own issues with getting my ideas drafted correctly. A lot happens between the idea and the actual amendment. I think there are a number of things that could be done to this to make your idea work better. One of the things, though, is that it hadn't been run by the landlords, and so that's typically how the coalition works, is that we try not to fight with each other. We try to reach agreement. So if you wanted to do this, we'd have to run, and might get my support, we'd have to run through the landlords. I don't know what the providers think about this, what the utilities think about being mandated to do the inspections. So I think there's a fair amount of work that would have to be done. The other thing I guess I would note is that you're gutting and stuffing the bill and just having this, and that I think would lose some support, at least on the Senate side. And I would guess that the result would be no bill at all.
Mr. Chair, follow up.
Senator Bonamici, would you like to come forward?
And speaking up to
the Senate side. Thank you very much, Chair Hovey, members of the committee. Suzanne Bonamici, Senate District 17. I just wanted to clarify, this is a bill that I brought forward, and I wanted to clarify that it does have an intent other than the intent that Representative Wingard mentioned, which I think is a good intent to determine if there are leaks in the water system. However, that is not the sole purpose of the bill. In fact, the primary purpose of the bill is to save water and to save money. And I believe that during the testimony, I hope that you were made aware of the submetering study that was done in Santa Clara County, California, where they submetered several manufactured home parks, and Mr. Chair and Committee, they ended up with an overall reduction in water use of 22.5% from that submetering. By submetering, there is created an incentive for the homeowner to save water and to conserve and to be more careful with his or her water use. They also, Chair Holby and Committee, were able to do this for a cost of $172. Per meter. It was not too long ago, it was within the past several years, but I do have to say that I wouldn't expect that the cost in Oregon would be significantly more than the cost in California. Of course, that would have to be updated with time, but the intent of the bill isn't just to fix water leaks, Chair Holby. It is for conservation and saving money overall for the residents of the manufactured home park. So because of that, I was monitoring the hearing and did hear about the amendment, which I think it's important to determine whether there are leaks, but the submetering is the goal of the bill for those conservation and saving money for the residents. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Not seeing further discussion, we have a motion from Representative Wingard, I believe, on the dash 5 amendment, not supported by the chair at this point, and Could we have a roll call vote on the Dash 5 amendment, please? Senate Bill 952, the Dash...
929.
Or 929, excuse me. The Dash A5 amendment.
Representative Wingard?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Representative Matthews?
No.
Representative Krieger?
No.
Representative Gilliam?
Excused.
Representative Cowan?
No.
Representative Barton?
Excused.
Vice Chair Widener?
No.
Vice Chair Riley?
No.
Chair Holby?
Chair votes no. The Dash 5 amendment, not receiving the required votes, is failed, is not adopted, and we have already passed the Dash 6 amendment, or excuse me,
Dash 4. The
Dash 4 amendment, and so I'd be looking for a motion on the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill
929A
as amended to the Florida do pass recommendation.
Representative Riley moves Senate Bill 929A as amended to the Florida do pass recommendation. Discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Wingard.
I'm going to be a no vote on this bill because I have some serious concerns about the financial impact on the folks within these mobile home parks. In many cases, when we're dealing with mobile home parks, we are dealing with parks that have older infrastructure, and we are dealing with people who are low income and who are on fixed incomes. I appreciate that that going in sub-metering might reduce water bills to some degree. However, I believe that when they go in and address this, the cost will be more than the submetering, that just getting in and working with this infrastructure will create a lot more, there'll just be a lot more work to do, and it will be an expensive process, and all of that will be passed on to the tenants in their rent. And I don't think at the end that they will come out ahead for the marginal water savings that will occur, especially since this is going to be required whether or not there are leaks going on in these parks or not. And I am disinclined to do anything that would raise the cost of rent for folks in this income category, especially with the economic circumstances being what they are. Thank you,
so
Mr.
noted.
Chair.
Noted. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you. I think I would just like to put on the record that I don't disagree with Representative Wingard as far as those concerns. I will be supporting the bill because I appreciate the delayed implementation to 2004 and 2012, excuse me. And I sincerely hope that we can come back in the next session and make changes because there's been a collective agreement reached on this issue.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Widener?
Mr. Chair, I'll be supporting the bill in committee today, but I have Representative Wingard's same concerns and want to do some investigating just to see what this is going to cost people living in manufactured home parks, because their rents are fairly steep now, and some you have good tenants, good landlords, bad landlords, and it is a concern of mine as well. But I will be giving it a vote yes in committee today, reserving the right to vote no on the floor.
Thank you.
Further discussion? You know, I share your concerns about costs to consumers, but I also recognize that the cost savings are also an issue, and I would hope that Senator Bonamici, if you could get this our committee administrator a copy of the study referred to, that would be helpful to distribute to our committee, just for our records. And so with that, Cindy, I have a motion on the amended bill. Could I have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Barton?
In reverse alphabetical order today.
Representative Wingard?
No.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Gilliam?
Excused.
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Representative Barton?
Excused.
Vice Chair Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Riley?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. Got my Bibles?
Yes.
Senate Bill 929A, having received the required votes, is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I'm trying to stay here to help.
Carrier on the bill? Representative Matthews, thank you. With that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 929A. And open a work session on Senate Bill 515A.
That's what I got.
Victoria, would you please give us a preview of Senate Bill 515A?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 515A extends time period available for consumer remedy for vehicle that does not conform to manufacturer's warranty, grants manufacturer, agent, or dealer at least three attempts to repair or correct nonconformity during the earlier of the two-year period after delivery of the vehicle or date or mileage reaches 24,000, or if a motor vehicle is out of service at least 30 days or motor home is out of service at least 60 days due to repair or correction. Grants manufacturer, agent, or dealer at least one attempt to repair or correct nonconformity if nonconformity is likely to cause death or serious bodily injury, specifies calculations for reasonable allowance for use of motor vehicle, motorcycle, or motor home by consumer when consumer returns the vehicle, makes decision resulting from informal dispute settlement binding on manufacturer but not on consumer, allows award of attorney fees, expert witness fees, and costs prevailing consumer, allows award of attorney fees to manufacturer if court finds consumer brought action in bad faith or for purposes of harassment, clarifies refundable charges and procedure for return of after market items, requires manufacturer to request title inscription identifying vehicle subject to provisions of measure, requires disclosure of manufacturer buyback by non-conforming vehicle in future sale, lease, or transfer, makes failure to disclose an unlawful trade practice, grants director of Department of Transportation certain rulemaking authority, defines collateral charge, and declares an emergency effective on passage.
Thank you. And amendments before the committee?
We have before the committee today dash 11 amendments, dash 12 amendments, and dash 13 amendments.
Summarize the amendments for us.
Okay. The dash 11 amendments streamline the mileage allowance deduction for service calls by replacing the requirement for odometer reading with allowance of 10 miles per visit for test drives, and also specify that non-dealer installed aftermarket addition may be used as affirmative defense of by the manufacturer. The dash 12s add the collateral charge to the reasonable allowance for use calculation and also have the affirmative defense provision in them. The dash 13 amendments incorporate elements of the Model RV Lemon Law by defining living facility components that are not covered, by allowing the manufacturer an additional attempt to repair after the three dealer attempts have been made, and by awarding attorney fees to the prevailing party in the cases dealing with RVs.
Thank you. And we have Senator Bonamici, if you'd care to come forward. This is a work session. You previously testified on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to ask Emily Kinser, my legislative assistant, to actually explain the amendments Senator Bonamici, Senate District 17, because Emily has put a tremendous amount of work into this bill and has actually been negotiating amendments with the people who are representing the RV industry and the dealers and manufacturers. So Emily is very capable of explaining the amendments, but the amendments do have my support, Chair Holby.
Thank you. And welcome to our committee this afternoon, if you'd identify yourself for the record.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Emily Kinser. I'm staff to Senator Bonamici, Senate District 17.
And Emily, before you start, I think that we have previously gone through the dash 11s in this committee and the dash 12s, which I think came through Craig Campbell.
The dash 12s came through Craig Campbell representing GM. The dash 11s are through Tom Gallagher representing the Dealers Association.
Thank you. And yeah. Now we have the dash 13s for the first time.
So the dash 13s, I think Senator Bonamici mentioned briefly in her testimony on Wednesday that we've been working with Recreational Vehicle Association of America, I think that's their name, to implement this model Lemon Law for recreational vehicles that they have spent 10 years developing. We would be the first state to do so. Unfortunately, it's a big and complicated model law, and we didn't have the time in this session to put the whole thing into Oregon statute. But in recognition that we are continuing to move forward with the process, this amendment is designed to recognize the difference between motorhomes and motor vehicles and take some steps to allow us to continue this conversation in the interim in advance of the next legislative session.
Thank you. So I assume that you had support from the industry people on this amendment.
We do. John Brenneman was unable to be here today. He had a family emergency, but I'm authorized to say on his behalf that RVIA is now neutral on the bill with this amendment.
Thank you. And I had previously had contact with Tom Gallagher, who was also supportive of the bill with the Dash 11 amendments.
Yes.
And obviously Craig Campbell was here testifying. I believe they actually testified neutral on the bill, but they submitted the Dash 12 amendments. Representative Krieger.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that an Oregon title didn't designate it as a lemon. I wonder how we'd feel if a lot of us at our age start buying vehicles for our children when they go to college. You invest a lot in college, you invest in this car, and all of a sudden you've got a lemon. People should be aware of that. So I really like that part of the bill. With these corrections, I'll support the bill or these amendments.
Thank you. Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Senator Bonamici and Emily. Do a great job testifying. I know how proud you must be to be able to just send her on her own and have her come down here. Wish my LA could do the same. Just kidding, Andy. I say that in joking because he's watching right
to
now.
Him.
No, I love the kid. These amendments in the Dash, or the A13s, where it says motorhome does not include living facility components, so basically those would be excluded from the Lemon Law. Is that how I'm reading that, or
yeah.
So if you had a bad generator in your motorhome, they couldn't get it fixed, they just have to keep replacing it, it wouldn't be turning the entire motorhome?
Chair Hovey, Representative Matthews, it's my understanding that living facility components are covered under different consumer protection statutes.
Yeah, I just thought it might be to the expense of a motorhome, too. Some of those are pretty eccentric, so, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Other comments to the bill?
Do what you got to do.
I'm
a long ways
I really appreciate you working so hard on this bill and the amendments. I think it's a great piece of legislation that we're getting into Oregon here. I appreciate the diligence that you have worked with the industry, to work out the kinks. And obviously, they're not here opposing the bill, and some have already testified that they're okay with the bill. So, appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Any
further?
I don't think we have anything further. I don't see anybody from any of the industry here to testify. Or we are in work session, but I would have allowed them to come forward. Like I previously mentioned, they were largely all right with the bill from my understanding of those that contacted me. So with that, I would, Representative Krieger, would you care to move the Dash 11 amendments for me?
Need all three of them moved separate?
I would prefer to do them separately, please.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 11 amendments into Senate Bill 515A.
Representative Krieger moves the Dash 11 amendments to Senate Bill 515A. Is any discussion? Is there any objection to that? The Dash 11 amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 12 amendments into Senate Bill 515A.
Representative Krieger moves the Dash 12 amendments into Senate Bill 515A. Any discussion? Seeing none, there's any objection to the adoption of the Dash 12 amendments? Seeing any objection, they are adopted to Senate Bill 515.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 13 amendments into Senate Bill 515A.
Representative Krieger moves the Dash 13 amendments to Senate Bill 515A. Discussion? Is there any objection? Not seeing any objection, the Dash 13 amendments are adopted to Senate Bill 515A.
Mr. Chair,
Do not cannot go any further. We're going to stand it ease for just a moment, committee. I'd like to reopen the House Committee on Consumer Protection Committee. We have adopted the A-11s, A-12s, and A-13 amendments to Senate Bill 515-A. We will not have the paperwork ready to take any further action on this bill and today, so I will be carrying Senate Bill 515-A over until Wednesday, next Wednesday, May 27th at 3 p.m. And I appreciate your attention and being here. And with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 515-A. And
Mr. Chair, before you close, Wednesday we have several bills that I think we're obviously going to be working and I would imagine moving. Any idea how late we're going to go? Just.
We will probably have our time extended to make sure we get done with our work. Do I have an idea? I could make a guess if you'd like. On the record, you want me to make a guess?
No.
Just if you'll let us know just a day, one day in advance if we can.
I'm going to hold you to it.
But I'm here for the long haul.
With that,
Mr. Chair, did you want to give Representative Cowan?
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to. One, two, three, four, five, six. Can you yell at
the note I just sent you, Mr. Chair?
For memory.
It's all right.
Committee.
We'll go that extra mile for a member.
No.
Friday, it's almost 4 o'clock, and yet we're here for you, Gene.
Committee, I would like to suspend the rules to allow Representative Cowan to vote on Senate Bill 952. Is there any objection to suspending rules? The rules are suspended, and I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 952A. And Representative Cowan, how do you vote?
Yes. Thank you, Mr.
Representative Cowan votes aye on Senate Bill 952. I'll close a work session on Senate Bill 952. And
one more time,
we've carried over Senate Bill 515A for the record to Wednesday. And with that,
I only missed one.
House Committee on Consumer Protection stands adjourned.
We had to see the state crustacean.